All right. Sean?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Well, glad it's on. I hope I can get on.
Amen.
Amen. It is good to be here, and I've been blessed. I've got something from every message that's been preached. Thank God for the men that are still standing and holding to the old paths. Oh, a lot of folk today saying, you know, we will not walk therein, but we're to still proclaim the truths of the Word of God.
Amen.
And I've enjoyed the singing, and I've enjoyed the food and the fellowship.
Yes,
and I pray tonight that I may say something that would be a help. I've been preaching to the choir tonight, and most basically the saved folk. And
Amen.
God's laid this on my heart
Amen.
A couple of weeks ago, and I've just been pondering it, and something that's not a lot of preaching on today, and that's modest dress.
Amen.
Modest dress. And maybe to be encouragement to saved folk, good godly ladies. And,
yes.
You know, they need encouragement because they're looked down on. Many, you can go out in the public and you can go out in the grocery stores and you see how the world's dressed. And then they look at a Christian lady that's dressed modest and they strange looks. And they're the one that's out of place now. And in the average church, Baptist church, a lot of them, Southern Baptists, and, you know, they're immodest when they come to church. And we're living in a time that preachers are backing up because of the new generation that's on the scene, that they won't accept it. So they're going to come up now that they've been mistaken over the years in their views of the Bible. And I hope tonight that you'll follow along with me. If you don't agree with me, just pray and ask God to open my eyes if I'm not right, and ask Him to open your eyes if you're not right. And because if you disagree, one of us has got to be wrong, you know. And I don't want to lambast anybody tonight, but I do want to stay with the Word of God. And I want to preach what God has in the book, and I don't apologize for it. I'm not going to back up. I've got too old to back up now. I'm just going to try to hold where I'm at least. I've brushed me a place off, and I'm going to stand by the grace of God. Now, if you can, you will tonight, stand and 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We'll be looking at a few scriptures tonight in the Bible, but 1 Corinthians chapter number 3 to begin with, verse number 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 16. Paul says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." Now in chapter number 6, verse number 19, the Bible says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Heavenly Father, we ask for your leadership and your guidance tonight. God, may the thoughts be a blessing and a help to somebody here tonight. And Lord, we want you to get the honor and the glory out of what's said tonight. And we're going to thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you may be seated. Now, if the Bible is the Word of God, and I believe it is the Word of God, He tells us that Thy Word is true from the beginning, and every one of Thy righteous judgments endure forever. Forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven. He said, sanctify them through Thy Word. Thy Word is truth. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but My Word shall not pass away. We're born again by an incorruptible Word. Thank God tonight that the Word is true. Now, we go back to the Garden of Eden. When Eve fell in the Garden of Eden, the results of that was that God told the woman, He says that thy desire shall be to the man, and the man shall rule over you. Now, when God said that, don't never lose fact that the devil is out to counteract that. He's out to counteract everything that God has done. Now, when God says that her desire is to be to her husband, now, it takes a saved woman, a lady, and it takes the grace of God for one to find their place biblically, and it takes the grace of God for a man to find his place biblically tonight. You know, I might say a little more about it, but if us men would take the responsibility and to be leaders in the home, the wife might not wear the breeches. If we'd be the head of the home like we should be. Now, the devil, he's out to get people to be contrary to the Word of God. Now, I believe tonight, according to the Word of God, if we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, there's two things that we know about our bodies tonight, according to the Word of God. It is the dwelling place of the Holy Ghost. Yes. In our bodies, God Himself, the Spirit of God, takes up His residence in our body. Your body is a temple where God dwells. And I believe tonight how we present ourselves out yonder in the world makes a difference if you're saved by the grace of God. And also, we do not own our bodies when we're saved. The Bible says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. He says, for you're bought with a price. That goes back to Calvary. That goes back to that precious blood. High price was paid for you and I to be representative of God's Spirit dwelling in us, our body, a place where He dwells. And so I am bought. I don't belong to myself. I don't have the right to say, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. I don't have the right to say, it's none of your business, and it's not what you think, it's my business. The preacher's got his ideas and his opinions. This is the way I see it. It's what the Word of God says, and if you don't line up with the Word of God, and that's your attitude, you are tonight, you are abusing the grace of God. You're turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. You're saying it's my business and nobody else's. Oh, God's already bought you. He's paid for you. You are to submit to what the Word of God says in the Word of God. Now, the devil's going to do everything he can to get us to defile our bodies. You got young people today that saying, give us our freedom. I want to do what I want to do. I want to listen to the music that I want to listen to. I want to run with the friends that I want to run with. I want to dress like I want to dress. I'll tell you, it starts young training them up in the ways that God would have them to go. I'll tell you tonight, you say that I'm going to let mine get old enough to understand, you're going to lose them. You're going to lose them. I'll say tonight, the devil, he uses strategies, he uses tactics, he knows exactly how to work, and he knows how to work on us. Now, the longevity of this issue tonight is going back to the Garden of Eden. That's where it started, back there in the Garden of Eden. And when Eve was deceived, Adam willfully took of that fruit, and then they hid themselves from God. And then they said, we knew we were naked. Sin and nakedness go together. Sin and nakedness are combined. They're combined. Now, the farther one gets from God, the more clothes they'll take off. The farther one gets from God, the more clothes they'll take off. Now, look in the book of Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter number 32. You know, Moses had been up on the mountain. They didn't think he's coming back. He left his brother Aaron down there with the people. And evidently Moses had gone about 40 days. And he came down, and Joshua came down, they heard a noise. Joshua thought that there was war in the camp. He couldn't discern, but Moses could. And he discerned that it was not of war, and it wasn't a shout from majesty. They were not overcome. But in verse number 18, he said, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And in then verse number 22, he had saw that golden calf, and verse 22, here's Aaron giving his excuse. And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. Verse 25, and when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked under their shame among their enemies, they were exposing their body. We notice here that Aaron said to Moses, my Lord, you know the people. The people commanded it, and Aaron compromised and gave them what they want. You got people today that's demanding certain things, and the preacher is backing up and giving them what they want. They will not stand according to the word of God. They will pit their number in their congregation over the truth as taught in the word of God, and they don't teach their people what thus saith the Lord. They say, well, we've outgrown that. But the devil is sharp enough, folk, to know if he can gradually, little by little, let this stuff creep into the church. After a while, it's going to be out of control from the pulpit. He's not going to be able to do anything about it. So it's best to stay with what God says in the Word of God. And I want to thank God for godly ladies. I thank God for them that's dressed godly and they're dressed modest, bringing honor and glory to God. Thank God for it. Now look in the book of Luke chapter 8. We'll just look at two or three examples. Luke chapter 8. You've got the maniac of Gadara here. Luke chapter 8. And the Bible says in verse number 27, "And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man." Now Jesus came to land, and this old demon is up in the tombs. Nobody could do anything with him. Some scripture said he was crying out at night and cutting himself. And the Bible says that which had devils long time and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house but in the tombs. So here he is, he's demonic controlled, and he wear no clothes. Nakedness. And then you get down to verse number 35, he's met Jesus. Then they went out to see what was done and came to Jesus and found the man out of whom the devils were departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. So if you see some woman that's taking her clothes off, she's not in her right mind. She needs Jesus to be foremost in her heart, in her life. I'll tell you today, I believe when you get saved by the grace of God, born again, wanting to do what God would have you to do, God will teach you to put on some clothes, and it will be a modest apparel that you will put on. I believe that. I believe it. Yeah, I won't go there, but Acts 22, Paul was giving a testimony about when he got saved, and when he's talking about old Stephen being stoned, they listened at him up until that time, and then they said, "Away with him, get away from him," and they just went in a wild frenzy, and they taken off their clothes. Yeah. You know, nakedness. You know, we as Christians should not be headed in the same direction as the world. We should be going in a different direction. Now, a male and a female is different. Now, we've got so far today that there's some evidently say they don't know the difference. A male and female is different. God give you different equipment. So you know that you're different. It's different. Amen. Now, men are to be leaders in the home. Sure. You study the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. You study 1 Corinthians, chapter number 11. You find that men are to be the leaders in the home. Men are responsible for the authority in the home. A wife is just as valuable as the husband. A woman is just as valuable as a man. But God established an order of authority in the home, and a man's placed in authority. He's going to give an account to God how that home went and how they served God. The wife's not going to give an account, but the man is going to give an account how the home went. Men are to be leaders in the church. Women are not to be leaders in the church. You know, the Bible says they're to learn in silence. If they've got a husband, they've got to ask him at home. If they've got a question here. But we're living in times now that a lot of preachers, a lot of their wives, I mean, they take over the service. And people, and you know, young people in the service, they there, and many of them don't know, and they think that's the right way to go. But it's not. Now, a man is to have short hair, and a woman's to have long hair. Well, I don't know. I don't believe that. Study 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and it tells you there. It tells you, you know, it doesn't nature. That's nature. He said, doesn't nature. Nature teaches you that. And then, you know, he says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. And you know what? He says if there causes any contention, there's no such custom. That don't mean that there's no custom if you don't like it. You know, that means there's no other custom. That's it. That's settled there. But you know that, you know, a woman, she bears a child. A man cannot bear a child. A man, a male and a female, they are different. And thank God tonight, as I say, for good godly ladies. Now look in Isaiah chapter 47. Isaiah chapter 47. God's talking about Babylon here. Babylon's going to be carried away. And verse number 1 says, "Come down and sit in the dust."